Peya perik ches mishnehe. Ein pachasan la nim begorim mechatzi kav chitim the kav sarim. So when we were mechalik, when we give over meiser oni by the threshing floor, we do not give them anything less than a chatzi kav of wheat, the kav sarim, and a full kav of barley. The Torah says when we give them, it says va'achlu b'sharecha v'saveu, we have to give them enough that they should be satisfied. Rabbi Meir Omer Chatzi Kav. Rabbi Meir says, by barley also, we only need to give them a Chatzi Kav, which is the same volume as by wheat. Kav Chetzi Kuspin, so we give 1.5 kavim of spelt, the Kav Gregrois, and also a Kav of dried figs. O Mana Dvela, so here we talk about pressed figs that are pressed into a cake, then now we transition where we no longer talk about volume, we actually talk about weight when it's prepared this way. So a mun is 100 dinars, 100 dinarim, and a cake of pressed figs to give to an ani would need to weigh the same amount. Reb Kiva Omer pras. Reb Kiva says it's a pras, which is half of this amount. A half a mun is a pras, as the Rav explains. And the Rav points out that in all these cases, halacha is like the Tana Kama and also like Abishol, we're going to see also. And this only applies to foods that are in the field or on the threshing floor by Maaser Ani, but when a person gives Maaser Ani from his house, there's no shear, he gives the amount that he wants. The Chum only gave a shear for outside in the field by the threshing floor. The Mishnah continues, Chatzi log yayin, half of a log of yayin, Rabbi Kiva Omer revius, revius shemen, the Tana Kama says it's a revius of shemen, Rabbi Kiva says it's half of that, Rabbi Kiva Omer shminis, it's an eighth, Ushar, so it's half of a revius. Ushar kol haperis, and all other fruits. Amar Abishol, kadesh yimkareim v'yikach behem mazon shtei su'udais. All other fruits, it's the amount that the person will be able to sell those and be able to buy food for two su'udais.